Deaconess Gayla Dixon, and I have been called to serve as a career missionary in the Dominican Republic. I was commissioned on March 30th this year, and I'm hoping that I will be on the field by 2015.
I will be stationed in Santiago, which is the second largest city in the Dominican Republic. It has a church in an office building downtown. It also has the regional office for Latin America. There's another church in a village outside of Santiago, and then there is a church in the capital city of Dominican Republic, which is known as Santo Domingo. I have met some of the team that is in the Dominican right now. I'm acquainted with the regional director, whose name is Pastor Ted Cray, because my home congregation in Seattle, Washington, supports him. And I actually met him before I went to seminary to become a deaconess. But I didn't know him well. The other folks I've had contact with, I was actually asked to visit last year, which was in 2013, to go down and meet the team. So I have met some of the folks, but we had a lot of new missionaries starting with the mission team in the Dominican that I only have met on Facebook. And I will meet them in person when we all gather at the end of August this year. The Dominican Lutheran Mission was started in 2005. The Missouri Synod's mission was started in 2005. It was a young woman who is currently serving with the mission. Her name is Danelle Putnam, and a pastor from Brazil who went and did church planting work in the Dominican. Her area, Danelle's area, is working with people with developmental disabilities. So they used the ministry to people with disabilities as an outreach to plant churches there. So it's not quite a 10-year-old mission, because that was 2005, and we're just going into we're finishing 2014 now. The churches that have been planted have grown from a school and church that was planted in a village outside of Santiago. The village's name is Palmar Arriba, and it has currently houses the Lutheran Seminary for the Dominican Republic, which is called the Seminario El Reformador, and the Good Shepherd Lutheran Home, which houses a group of orphans with developmental disabilities who were adopted by the mission. It also has an elementary school with kindergarten through eighth grade, and it has a sanctuary with an altar and pews and so on, a church building. From what I understand, the history is that there were a group of folk who came from Fort Myers, Florida, a Lutheran congregation of Fort Myers, Florida, to explore the possibility of starting a mission there, and then that's how Danelle and Pastor Reese ended up doing the church planting work that they were doing. The mission is changing pretty substantially now because Pastor Reese has returned to Brazil, and we are currently in the process of building up the team so that there are enough helpers to help the infant church in the Dominican Republic grow. I am someone who has always really liked foreign cultures, and I also love other languages. When I went to college as an undergraduate, I studied German, and that's my first other language. That was the second language I learned, and I'm fluent in German. And I then went on and learned French, and I'm currently studying Spanish. I am looking forward to being in a new place, a new culture, and becoming part of that culture. I never expected that if I went to seminary, I would have such an opportunity, even though I know I have a gift for language, which is an unusual gift. So in a way, I guess, it seems maybe a little simplified, but the thing that I'm really excited about is being in a new culture altogether and getting to know the people in that culture and serving them. The old style of mission, at least the image that people have in their minds, is a person who's sent out into the bush to preach the gospel to people who don't have English and probably have never heard it before. The Dominican mission is a combination, much like the rest of the missions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, both national and international, in that it has two focal points. We go to people who haven't heard the gospel, but we also serve people who have. The reason we plant churches is so that those who have heard the word of God can continue to be fed through word and sacrament ministry. And we do outreach to bring new people into the community of Christ. This is really the face of modern mission, 21st century mission. We don't only go to the unchurched. We also actually go to the churched because they need to be fed on a regular basis, just like anyone else who is a Christian needs to be fed by the Lord with his gifts. And so we have to have people serving who can do both things. I have a friend he's the son of a friend of mine from home. He's an accountant, and he's going to Papua New Guinea to be a business manager because the team needs someone to help them with that. That's part of the mission, that's the support. And when you explain it to them as a church has a secretary, a church has a treasurer, they understand. But if you just talk to them and say, here are the new missionaries, and they look at these people and say, they're not all pastors, they don't get it. So this is why I point this out when we're talking about doing both things, that we support a church that already exists. In other words, we have some church plants that are actual congregations in the Dominican. Yes, we also have outreach to people who haven't heard the word of God. But we're doing both things because what we want is a Dominican Lutheran church, an indigenous church. So we don't just go in and preach and then leave. We go in and help them build their own church. And this is why we have a three-part ministry there. We have an outreach to people with disabilities. We have education, and we also have church planting work. We have a seminary, we have an elementary school, and we now also have a preschool in one of the church plants. So we're doing all three things in that mission. The outreach, of course, is a combination. It's to people with disabilities, but it's also to people who haven't heard the word of God. And then we have the seminary to train future church workers, especially pastors. And we have the preschool and the elementary school to teach children. So it's a little bit more, it's more similar to what we do in the United States than people understand. It's just that it's being done in a foreign culture, so there are other considerations. Perhaps the most difficult thing about preparing to go on the mission field is maintaining your enthusiasm and zeal for a mission that you haven't started working in yet. There's also a great number of struggles spiritually doing this. And so I often ask people if they would please pray for encouragement and discernment and spiritual comfort for me as I do this work to get ready to go. I also ask that they pray for the entire Latin American team, because we have a huge number of new folk going on the field, and they all are facing great challenges. Just like anything else, this requires financial gifts to do. It is difficult for people in the field to understand that why there's, you know, this is so costly. At least they see it as costly. But frankly, the model that we are following in the Missouri Synod right now is the biblical one that Paul followed. Individual congregations support the missionaries. And that's why we are asked to go out and speak to congregations. It's the same kind of model that Paul followed. So that's the thing I always forget, is to ask not only for people's prayers, but also for their gifts. I really do need those. There are many ways to do this. Probably the easiest way is to go to the Missouri Synod website at lcms.org. Look for my name on the missionary page, and there is an electronic form that will allow you to give a gift directly online. I am Deaconess Gail Ludvigsen, and I have been called to serve as a career missionary in the Dominican Republic. I was commissioned on March 30th this year, and I'm hoping that I will be on the field by 2015.